Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
On first reading, the judgment on Korah in swallowing him directly, quote, into the pit, Numbers 16:33, seems to have included, quote, their households, verse 32. But such a judgment would be premature. When Moses warned the crowd, quote, depart now from the tents of these wicked men, touch nothing of theirs, lest you be consumed in all their sins, verse 26, some refused to move, and sadly perished with them, but not all of them. Obviously, some of Korah's family left his tent and sided with the Lord and his servants, Moses and Aaron. Their genealogy is recorded for us in 1 Chronicles 6, verses 31 to 38. From the direct line that leads from Korah would come Samuel, the boy who would call Israel back to God when Aaron's line was so corrupt they were labeled worthless fellows. And if that's not encouraging enough, eventually would come Heman, the musician, and those known simply as the sons of Korah. They would contribute 11 beautiful psalms to the hymn book of the ages, Psalm 42, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 84, 85, 87, and 88. Included are these majestic words, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Psalm 42, 1 and 2. Or, quote, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Verse 5. And how these words would cause us to do as the psalmist did, quote, my heart is overflowing with a good theme. I recite my composition concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore God has blessed you forever. Psalm 45, 1 and 2. So everybody, from whatever family, makes their own choice in life, either to rebel or to rejoice. I choose the latter.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.